Back in Battle Creek for the winter. After writing this, James and Ellen returned after an absence of 5 weeks to Battle Creek to find themselves in very interesting and challenging circumstances. The editor of the review, Uriah Smith, was ill in Rochester, New York, and had been gone for some time. The editor of the Health Reformer, William Gage, was ill in Battle Creek with bilious fever, unable to function. Because of extreme positions advocated in its columns, the whites found that the Reformer was about dead. Of this, Ellen wrote, "Many of our people had lost their interest in the Reformer, and letters were daily received with this discouraging request, 'Please discontinue my Reformer.' We had spent some time in the West, and knew the scarcity of fruit, and we sympathized with our brethren who were conscientiously seeking to be in harmony with the body of Sabbath-keeping Adventists. We could not raise an interest anywhere in the West to obtain subscribers for the Health Reformer. We saw that the writers in the Reformer were going away from the people and leaving them behind. In this situation," she counseled, "we must go no faster than we can take those with us whose consciences and intellects are convinced of the truths we advocate. We must meet the people where they are." She pointed out that it had taken considerable time for some to reach the position they were, and that they should allow others no less time to get their feet firmly established on the health reform platform. She declared, "In reforms we would better come one step short of the mark than to go one step beyond it. And if there is error at all, let it be on the side next to the people.